This is Rick Barton from CSIS. I'm the co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project with Karen Von Hipp. Our three guests are distinguished leaders of their parties, and what I'd like to do is just give you a very brief introduction. But I'd like to start by introducing Hassan Iqbal, who is the Information Secretary and Chief Coordinator for the Pakistan Muslim League, N.
A serious crisis and challenge in terms of coming to grips with this wave or phenomena of terrorism. And it is a very, indeed, a complex phenomena, and probably nobody can find an easy definition or a solution to how to tackle it, because in my view, we have to take it in a very holistic manner, in which we deal with all political, economic, social, and military interventions as an integrated strategy rather than as very separate interventions. And there has to be a holistic framework for tackling this issue. But unfortunately, what we have seen in the context of Pakistan, from 2001 till today, General Musharraf promised that he will fight a great war against terror. If you look at last 7 years, the threat of terrorism, the spread of terrorism has actually become gone back to worst. We have not seen any improvement in our fight against terrorism. And that, you know, gives us some substance to believe that our party has believed that General Musharraf, through these last 7 years, has used threat of terrorism in Pakistan as a political card. Just as you need a certain level of crime to justify your investment in land or other infrastructure, he, in our view, needed the threat of terrorism so that he could continue to get support for his unconstitutional rule in Pakistan and he could stay in Pakistan. And if terrorism problem had been solved, there was no justification and nobody would accept him as a ruler in Pakistan. So it is a very complex political phenomena in the context of Pakistan, where we think that this Musharraf regime had no political strategy to deal with this phenomena. There was no political ownership. And nobody today knows what is General Musharraf's strategy to fight terrorism except what is in its own head. He has not shared it with any political party in Pakistan. He has not shared it with people of Pakistan. So therefore, I think that is one of the key weaknesses in this whole war against terrorism.
Senator Mujahid Hussein Syed, and he's currently the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's also Secretary General of the Pakistan Muslim League, Q.
I think the political approach is important. I agree with Mr. Hassan Iqbal that this has to be a holistic approach, and this approach, there are no easy solutions. But for one, there has to be a political approach to the Fatah issue. We have to extend the Political Parties Act, which allows political parties to function, and this should be within the tribal territories, because democracy is an important ingredient, important antidote to terrorism. Then secondly, there has to be a package of socio-economic development, and I think the U.S. has to do a lot, because we see very little to show for U.S. assistance to the people of Pakistan, and especially to the people in Fatah, in terms of schools, electricity, and roads. And people have not really benefited from the U.S. assistance. It's been directed mostly for security or for military, but not for popular development in terms of infrastructure and social welfare. Thirdly, we also have to focus on revamping our intelligence organization. The U.S. had to create a new Department of Homeland Security in the aftermath of 9/11, despite its awesome security apparatus. Our own intelligence bureau, our own intelligence outfits in the provinces have to be now dedicated and trained solely to counter terrorism in a manner which is sophisticated and which also has to have some subtlety, delinking it from the infatuation with the use of force that is evident after 9/11. And also we have to have a multi-pronged strategy that includes formation of an anti-terrorism task force, and it should not be routinely used by the government ministries, because those traditional bureaucracies have not had the capacity to counter terrorism. And finally, I think there is an inextricable linkage between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and any trouble, any failure in Afghanistan, which has been evident after the U.S. walked away from Afghanistan and walked into Iraq, and forgot about Afghanistan and outsourced the war in Afghanistan to the Brits and the NATO, the problem became magnified. The two are inextricably intertwined, and we hope that the U.S. policy will no longer be that of a fire brigade just to douse flames at the moments of crisis, but a more coherent, sustained policy with allies in NATO who should demonstrate now the will to win and the capacity for a sustained fight, a capacity which they have not yet demonstrated.
Afrasiyev Khattak is the provincial president of the Awami National Party.
The new government that is going to take over will have the political will to meet extremism, but at the same time, it will be open for dialogue with tribes, with people who have been misguided by extremists. And the new government is also preparing for implementing a package of socio-economic measures, particularly for creating employment. Unemployment is a very serious problem in tribal areas. I think it's very important to introduce a package of reform in FATA. Currently, a number of countries, including the United States of America, is showing keen interest in investing in FATA's development. But so far, these developmental plans are not supported by the reform package, which is a must for bringing FATA to mainstream, for bringing FATA's isolation to an end. FATA's main problem is social isolation, political isolation, and economic isolation. The time has come to do away with it, and the first thing that we can start with is the extension of Political Parties Act to FATA, and to introduce local bodies, elected local bodies, governments in FATA, and to create jobs in FATA, and to bifurcate judiciary from executive in FATA, and to do away with the system of political agents that has continued for centuries, and it's a legacy of colonial rule. The time has come to introduce civilized governance in FATA, and to remove the present status, to change the present status of a no-go area, a black hole, which is used by all kinds of international terrorist organizations. I think it's very important for the government of Pakistan in Islamabad to do away with duality of policy towards Afghanistan. Although the government of Pakistan has developed good relations with the present government in Afghanistan, but certain elements have using Pakistani territory for inciting violence in FATA and supporting the elements who are fighting inside Afghanistan. I think this has to be done away with. I think we have to do away with the stupid policies of strategic depth, etc., because they are not in the interest of Pakistan, they are not in the interest of the region. I think the time has come for the democratic government in Pakistan to reconsider all these policies and to implement crystal clear, honest and frank policies towards neighboring countries. We want to create a federal democratic Pakistan that empowers its citizens, that lives in peace in itself, and that lives in peace with other countries.